There is a magazine, you probably know about it. It's called North Bay Biz, and it's a beautiful thing to look at and an even better thing to read. And North Bay Biz is now part of the KSRO family. This is Karen Hart. She's the editor of North Bay Biz. And a couple of times a month, Karen's going to be with me to talk about some of the articles that are happening at North Bay Biz inside the magazine. And I'm thrilled about this.
I am too. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a great collaboration because with North Bay Biz, we're able to talk about some of the stories that in long form that we may not have time to do over the air, and you do. You've got the people to do it and the connections to accomplish it as well. So I think that's fantastic in your own right, and even makes me happier about you being part of the family.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here and be a part of the family.
And in March, the March edition of North Bay Biz features an article called Aftermath. And it is, of course, about rising from the ashes, particularly as it regards to the wine industry, tourism, and things like that. So we welcome into the conversation the owner of Paradise Ridge Winery, Renee Bick, is here. Renee, glad to have you.
It's very nice to be here. Good morning.
Very good to have you here, too. Of course, Paradise Ridge was mightily hit by the October firestorms, and I was happy to see and read in the article, Renee, and also to hear you say pretty much straight away, yes, we're going to rebuild.
Yeah, that's been kind of what we've been saying since it all happened within the first couple of days. That was a plan that, you know, we don't want the fire to beat us. We want to be back and hopefully back better. And, you know, the good news is we didn't lose that many vineyards, maybe 10%. Most of the art survived. We have a tasting room in Kenwood that is doing well. So there's some silver linings, but it's going to be a long haul.
Yeah, it is a long haul. And part of our goal here at KSRO, Renee and Karen, is to, you know, walk through the process of recovery with our community. And I know that the idea of rebuilding is not always the same as the process of rebuilding. So I imagine you've come across some challenges.
We have, you know, our, next week our debris will be started to be removed, which seems like forever.
Oh, they're finally getting around to you. Okay,
well,
very good.
We're going, you know, we have a private company helping us.
Okay.
But it's been a little trying, and it's been a little confusing with our insurance and what's covered where,
yeah,
and what falls under different buckets.
A lot of people are having insurance difficulties.
So that's been a little difficult. But
yeah,
we have we feel like we're turning the corner. We have we hired an architect. We've got a contractor, both local, right, contracting, TLCD architect. They're both here in Santa Rosa,
and they're working for you.
They're going to be working for us, and you know, the hope
good.
Is if everything goes well and the county helps with the permitting process, that we'll hope to be open in about 18 months from now.
18 months, okay. So that's rebuilding the entire winery. And sad to say that come Monday, you're going to have an hour less to work on that process because as we spring forward, we lose an hour. But it's good to know that the process has begun and you're, you know, enthralled with it. Of course, Renee's story and Paradise Ridge Winery's story is indicative of a lot of what's happened to a lot of people in Sonoma County. But Karen, in the article Aftermath, you also talk about the thrust of the message from the wine industry to outsiders of Sonoma County, and that is that you know, with all due respect, Renee, that the firestorms missed the vast majority of our winery industry and tourism areas too.
That's right. The message we're trying to get out is that business is open.
Yeah.
And what I love about Renee's story especially is the love sculpture, I think, has become an icon in Sonoma County, but we wanted to show it in a new way.
This is really brilliant because if you have not been out to Paradise Ridge, it's a stunning place all on its own. But Renee, explain to us the story behind the LOVE sculpture the property, which has remained unharmed, by the way.
Yeah, no, we've been displaying large-scale sculptures on our property for over 20 years, and about 6 years ago, we partnered with the Voigt Sculpture Foundation, and they brought in a pretty large exhibit, which Love was part of, and they have some connections with the Black Rock Arts Foundation and Burning Man. And once we saw Love on the property, We had to buy it. So you can buy love.
Yeah, who says you can't buy love? That's right.
And you know, and it wasn't unharmed, as was all of our sculptures. I think there is one sculpture slightly discolored, but out of the 25 pieces in the middle of an oak grove, trees falling, fire everywhere, like nothing was damaged.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, and we plan to have more arts actually coming onto the property all the time. So I think our art exhibit is actually going to be expanding and growing, and we're really excited about that.
Well, I can't even imagine the number of people who have taken a selfie with the love. It's a huge L-O-V-E, and I don't know how tall the letters are, but they seem very, very tall.
I think it's two stories tall.
Two stories tall, yep. Yep, love conquers all, clearly. But glad to hear that you are getting back on your feet and committed to the process, because I know there are a lot of people who want to get married that are saying, Renee, rebuild, please. Yeah. We want to have our wedding at Paradise Ridge.
Well, we're actually hopeful that we can do some small ceremonies on the property, possibly this
year?
Summer.
Yeah,
wow. I mean, you know, we can do ceremony-only stuff, you know, maybe 30 or 40 people. We're trying to keep our options open. We also hope to offer some tasting experiences on the property this summer.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
I don't know. We aren't sure right now if that's going to be go beyond our wine club, but... But we're hoping to open up the property so people come and visit.
That's fantastic. And if there's anywhere that people can bring a blanket and come out and even bring a picnic if need be, I mean, it's just such a beautiful area. I know it's scarred, as so many of our areas are, but the place is so stunning, and thank goodness that so much of it was untouched, that there's still a lot to see. So we're in complete support of that. And Renee was not the only one featured in this article, Karen, in Aftermath in North Bay Biz. A lot of other people who are making headway when it comes to promoting our tourism and getting the visitors back to Sonoma County.
That's right. Vintner's Inn, Honig was also affected.
Yes. Yeah. Vintner's Inn sort of lucked out. I mean, they had every reason to burn, considering what was going on completely around them.
And they did lose business. A lot of people lost business. What was great about Vintner's Inn, they did reopen, so people would have a place to flee to during the evacuation process.
Yes. Very welcome sight at that time, no doubt.
Absolutely.
No doubt. It's a great article, and it's a great magazine. It's a beautifully done magazine, North Bay Biz. And again, it gives us the opportunity to explore and read about some of the stories that we just don't have time to fully, you know, engage on the radio here. So good to have you as a partner in crime, Karen.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
All right. We're talking about the March edition of North Bay Biz, available now. And Karen will be back in a couple of weeks to talk about some of the other aspects of the business magazine that will be of great interest to you. Renee, thank you so much for being with us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And it's a pleasure to meet you. And Godspeed, my man. Godspeed.
Yeah, now we're around to stay, so we'll be there, and people can come visit us, and we appreciate all the support the community and everybody's given the winery and all the wineries and all the businesses can use that support too.
Absolutely, and that support is going nowhere, that's for sure. It'll be around for a long time to come. That is Renee Bick. He's the owner of Paradise Ridge Winery, and Karen Hart, the editor of North Bay Biz.